Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down.
Down, down.
You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now.
We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, I'm missing your town. I'ma touch some places that you thought were lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, better make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life, and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This your boy, Cash, chilling as you y'all. Got my man, Father Ty, with me. What's happening, Timer?
What's cracking, Doc?
Chilling, chilling. Miss Janine's on time. How you doing, baby?
I'm doing good.
Okay, okay. What's going on? Somebody saying hello now. Shit, y'all need to speak to whoever that is that keeps saying hello.
Huh?
Somebody in the background, like, I said hello.
I don't know what you hear, Brian.
You hear that? Somebody's like, I said hello.
No, that might be.
Hello.
Yeah, that might be me, man. And all this background.
Give him that meme mug, dog. Give him the meme mug like I'm on the fucking show. No, everybody, I mean, motherfuckers do it all the time. Kids come looking, running up in here. Don't you see me on this motherfucking show?
Right. Shut the hell up.
Check this out, man. Hey, check this out. I wanna know one thing, dog. Now, we were just talking about this earlier. Since we're on the show, might as well get everybody's opinion.
Ugh, whatever.
Do you think you can have street smarts or book smarts?
I need it. I'll eat it. Yeah, anybody? Oh, I don't feel bad for you.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know his answer. He said he's 50-50. But I don't think nobody can quite be 50-50. Me personally, I think one is going to prevail over the other one. You know, like you hear people like, okay, my dude, and I'm saying this more so for like the men, you know, but then I do want to ask the women because it's like, you know your dude. You know your dude, and you know, a lot of women will, like, say, like, yeah, you know, my dude, he hood, he this, he that. But then it's like, is he really? You know, like, what do you really, I mean, because what is your definition of that street, like, he got street smarts? You know, because a lot of motherfuckers are like, all right, I sold some weed or I did this or I did that. And it's like, you know, then, I mean, okay. And I think I've made this reference before, but it's like you take people in different environments, you know, like I always say, like I've said this before, like you take Kane out of Menace to Society and put him in Boys in the Hood, he'd be the worst motherfucker you ever seen in that environment. Well, with them anyway, with that little clique, but you keep him in Menace to Society, he was the good guy. So now it's like, okay, you meet this guy. You meet, you know, you got your dude. You know, your dude is like, he a street cat. Like, well, you believe he is. But then you meet somebody else, and it's like, well, damn, this motherfucker, my dude don't even compare to this dude. So then it's like, do you question his street credibility?
I think if you street, you're going to be street wherever you go. And I think that's the hard issue for guys. I think for women, we know how to push that to the side when we need to. I think when guys are hardcore, they seem like they stay hardcore. No matter if you end up getting that good job, it's hard to contain that.
Okay. All right, dog. Let me ask you, how many times you done went off at work, man? But you like, motherfucker, I don't get no fuck.
A few times.
Right, so and I believe you because I've been around you. I believe that you have. I'm pretty sure you believe that I done went off a lot of times, too. You know?
Right.
But how book smart are we to just go to your job and explode like that? I ain't gonna lie, I get to my job, motherfucker pissed me off. I'm like, shit, nigga, it's whatever. I don't get no fuck. And I didn't argue with many motherfuckers at work.
But it's not that you can't be book smart. It's just that you allow the street smart to take over.
And see, and I may reference
you allow
that
your
when
street
we...
to take. Yeah, it's like you. It's not that, you know, as men can't be book smart and street smart. I think that when you have those streets in you, it's hard to, you know, it just comes out. You know what I'm saying?
I just believe one just going to override the other one. I mean, like I said, like when we was off there, you know, me and Tyman was talking, and I was like, I believe if the book smarts was there, I would have used it more so than the street smarts. Because I believe if the book smarts was there to that point, I would be doing something totally different right now with my life. You know, not to say that I got a bad life or anything like that, but, you know, shit. I mean, growing up, we depended more. I truly believe that me, Tama, and the rest of the clique, we depended more on our street smarts than our book smarts. Except when it came to counting money. Yeah, that's what the motherfucker like, whoa, 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 whoa. Let me go back to motherfucking Mr. Whiteside class. But I don't know. It's just like, and then it's, go ahead. Say what you got to say.
I mean, I was just trying to think of people that I know that will fall in that category, and I really don't. You know, people that have both. I don't think I've ever met a guy that's, you know, that's, like, really been into books. I'm talking about, like, really, really, like, a book-smart type person.
Right. Yeah, and see,
know.
That's what I'm saying. All right, we got another caller. Caller, what's happening?
That's me,
caller.
Man.
Oh,
that's
shit,
me, man.
Hopping around and flipping and flopping and then. But I mean, because my thing is that I just don't believe that we really, like, you know, because it's like you got that one guy who he's just like, you know, it's like, I think we all seen it. You got that guy, like, okay, I would tell anybody that ever met me that I believe if a motherfucker think, like, he crazy, I'm like, I'm the good guy out the clique. Wait a minute, before we even go, and then we got another caller. Caller, what's happening?
What's up, everybody?
Hey, who might this be?
Say again?
I said, who might this be?
Z.
Who?
Z.
Z, up, Z? Hey, what's going on? You act like you scared to say your name.
Chilling. Chilling. I was just listening to the conversation that you had asked the question, and no one really has answered it. When you say you date one dude and he's supposed to be a street dude, have street cred, then you get with the next dude, and he even a tad bit harder, so it perceives to be in your eyes anyway. Like, you don't discredit your ex. I mean, because when you was with him, he was a soldier. So, I mean, he served his purpose at the time. Whatever he got, he got. And, like, real talk, no matter how hard the nigga is or how soft the nigga is, when they come to battle, I mean, it all depends on who's going to win. So
okay, but now here's okay. So now here's my question. Like, cause I mean, let's just call a spade a spade. You got a lot of motherfuckers out here to talk that shit like they gangster. You got a lot of motherfuckers. Oh, and I mean, a lot of them do it to impress their girl. You know, you got a lot of motherfuckers to be like, you know, man, I used to do this, I used to do that, and then when a motherfucker that they know, who grew up with them, man, that motherfucker wasn't nothing like that. That motherfucker was soft. You know, now it's like, okay.
It would take more than one person. It would take more than one person to tell me that because, I mean, everybody's going to take a loss. You can't win them all.
I'm not even saying.
One day, so I would need some more. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not even saying and just like fight because, like you said, everybody's going to take a L. You know what I'm saying? That ain't even the issue at hand. But like I say, if this is who I think it is, we grew up in the same area. And, you know, just because we grew up in them projects, that don't mean every motherfucker out there was tough.
Exactly.
You know, but
yeah,
now.
I based it off my street cred. If I'm tougher than you, you ain't street.
Damn.
I based it off me. So if my man wasn't tougher than me, then I wouldn't even attempt to even look at him like that.
Well, I mean, but now, this is what I'm saying, though. You got the guys, and like I was saying, I mean, we come from the projects. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And every motherfucker, I mean, I do believe that, you know, a lot of motherfuckers you have to fend for yourself. A lot of motherfuckers you have to stand up to. A lot of motherfuckers, you know, you just, like I said, win, lose, or draw, you have to show that you was a man. You know, whether it was on the basketball court, boxing, whatever it was.
That goes on to what she had said earlier, too. Like, no matter where the man go, he always have to show. Men, they're alphas, and they constantly have to show their place in line, where they at and where they stand at. They always go through that. As women, we don't do that. We just talk about each other.
Right.
Men are always battling on every level. And then it's
exactly sense,
common sense, as well as book sense. Now, my guy is smart than a motherfucker, but please don't test him because he'll kill your ass. Because he's a thug, but he's a fucking businessman. So he know when to have common sense, but please don't test him. You know what I'm saying?
You got old Suge Knight motherfucker, huh?
Man.
Okay, but now, see, that's my whole thing. Go ahead.
I think they can have both. I just think I don't know. I think you just can't, like she said, you just can't test them like that. You know what I mean? I think some things
okay, they're
not going to be able to control because that street is going to come out of them.
And I understand that. But see, now here's my thing about the ones. And I'm pretty much talking about the ones who, like, okay, let's just say, for instance, you know, you got a dude, and let's just say you and this dude broke up. You know what I'm saying? Now, another motherfucker come along. Now, you thought this dude, I mean, because like I keep trying to say, a lot of motherfuckers feed women lies. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm this motherfucker. Shit, I used to run with that motherfucker. I used to shoot motherfuckers. I used to do that. Me personally, that right there should raise a red flag on you right there, because I ain't telling you I did shit. I ain't finna tell you I did nothing. I don't know if that was your cousin, your brother, or whoever the fuck. Now you might try to set me up. So I'm not telling you shit. Hey, I heard you did this. I don't know what the fuck you're talking
about.
That's
what common sense come in at.
Exactly.
Everybody don't have common sense, so they just bump at the mouth like that.
Right. But then you do got some motherfuckers that will sit there and just be like, you know, this, that, and other. Hey, what's happening? You know, I did this, I did that, I did this. Now, you might meet, like I said, you might meet another motherfucker. You and that cat broke up. But, you know, y'all might be cool or whatever. And then, you know, you with your new dude, and he see the old dude. Now, the new dude, then probably pumped the old dude out 1,000 times. You know what I'm saying? But now when he walk up on him, but now in your mind you like, oh, it's gonna be some shit because he ain't no punk and he ain't no punk. But
right,
now,
that's gonna be a good one.
But then it's not because this dude ain't what he said he was. You see what I'm saying?
Well, you know how I get down. I can't speak for everybody. I've just been blessed that I've been with some 100-ass niggas. So, but you do get them ones that's out there. But, I mean.
Right. Like the stuff
it is
happen,
what it
man.
Is. And then he just got to take it. I mean, his manhood level going to go down a little bit that day then. And it is what
it is. So now
he shouldn't have been whooping.
Well, how does he bounce back from that? I mean, can he bounce back from that?
I mean, another day, another dollar.
Shit.
It's going to take
time. Come on now.
Hey.
Really?
Look how much stuff you done been through in life. Have you bounced back?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
But you bounce back, and you're going to continue to bounce back. I mean, what else can he do? Live life.
But my thing is this. I mean, now, I don't know, maybe motherfucker have, I don't know, but, I mean, I've never heard a motherfucker like, okay, Cass, he a punk. I mean, I've heard motherfuckers say they can't stand me, they don't like me.
Right.
But,
right.
You know, I ain't never heard no motherfucker say, you know, man, he a punk. He grew up a punk. He been a punk ever since he was little. He doing this, he doing that.
So you'll never
damn
say it to your face. Go ahead.
But if he was talking shit anyway, then he already knew he wasn't no street nigga no way.
Okay.
So why feel bad about what people say? No, you just got caught in your lies. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right.
Don't be out there selling wolf tickets and can't howl. You messed up.
I mean, Honestly, I've been in a situation where, like I said, I never, in Father Time, I tell you, I tell anybody, like, the clique that I hung with, I was the nice guy. Z, you knew that. I was the nice guy out the clique that I hung with.
I thought Father Time was the nice one. I am the nice guy. Father Time is a hook, not the rapper from Gary, right?
No, not him.
Is somebody else my name?
It's a rapper named Father Time.
Oh, hell no.
Been around. He cold as hell, too.
You got to change his shit. I had my shit first.
That's late. Now, I mean, he done retired, like, from the rap game, but he cold as hell. But everybody know him. He's a legend. Well, everybody should have known, but he's cold as hell, so, I mean, it's not like it's a slap in the face or nothing. Like, he a punk or nothing like that. He cool.
No, but, like, Father Time was older than us. He was older than us.
Oh, okay.
You know, we didn't go to school. Father Time didn't go to school with us.
Oh,
but,
okay.
You know.
Wait, did you say we
like,
didn't go to school? Did you clear that up? Did you say we didn't go to school?
Well, he didn't go to school.
Y'all was
with
skipping
us.
With Father Time. He was schooling y'all. Is that what this is?
Hell yeah, we skipped with him. Shit. Motherfuckers don't see colors. Shit. Hell yeah, we skipped with him in a heartbeat. Get drunk. But that's another story. But like I said, I mean, we was like, you know, I do believe that, like I said, you was around us. I do believe out of the guys I hung with, I was probably the good guy out of them. But, I mean, by no means was I scary. I wasn't scared. I wasn't no punk. I wasn't scary. I'm like, shit, you know. And so that's why I be like, when motherfuckers be like, dude, you crazy. Well, if you think I'm crazy, then you really don't want to see the motherfuckers I grew up with. Because them motherfuckers are just naturally retarded.
For real. Seriously.
You know what I'm saying? Wow. So that was my whole thing. But it was like, you know, no, I didn't nobody. I never had no problem, no motherfucker running up on me. Yeah, I catch you by yourself. I'm going to beat your ass. Oh, yeah, okay. You come run up on me if you want to. But then, but like I said, I had a similar situation, and it was a situation where I met someone. I met someone, and she had dealt with someone previously before me that I knew him. I knew this motherfucker was soft as butter. I mean, I knew it. I knew this motherfucker was soft. I'm like, but you know, she talking to me like this motherfucker's gangster. And I'm like, really, him? You know, and see, if I said the name, you would know who I'm talking about. But I ain't going to put nobody out there like that. So I'm like, you know, I'm like, him? He, you know? And this one particular day, I told her that I was going to come over. You know, I'm like, hey, I'll be over there a little later. Well, her sister, being the shit starter that she is, she calls the other guy over there, right? She calls the other guy over there, and she like, you know, come over here and chill. Now, she knew I was on my way over there, and she knew I knew that him and her used to deal. So, you know, I walk in the door, and everybody, you know, they thinking, like, dude was so hard. You know, like, oh, it's finna be a fight. These motherfuckers finna fight. Now, I'm knowing this dude. I know this dude soft as butter. You know, and he, you know, he kind of selling his little wolf tickets, like he know me, this, you know, I know that nigga, you know, this motherfucker, you know, we all right. But, you know, like, I, you know, if push comes to shove, if I say something out of line to him, you know, it's going to be a problem. Now, anybody that know me know I got a big mouth. So I'm like, fuck it, you're going to, you know, if this is the case, you're going to have to prove it. So I was, as soon as I see him, I walk in the door, and I'm like, man, what your punk ass doing over here? Like, I'll get you. You know, I'm just talking. I'm talking cash. I'm going to get your punk ass out of here. This, that, duh. But, you know, I'm going hard on him. And he wouldn't say two words back. So the sister looking like, ain't you going to say something? I'm like, man, get you. Matter of fact, go home. You know what I'm saying? Dog, get your ass home. Dude got up. Walks out the door, and it was just like from that point on, they was like, oh, he's a bitch, you know. But now, not to say that I'm trying to be a bully or anything, but I knew what he was saying about me. You know what I'm saying? I knew he was saying some old fuck shit, like, you know. So my thing is, don't try to be nothing you ain't, because when a motherfucker come pull your card, what you going to do? He could have stood up and said, well, fuck it, motherfucker, let's go. But then, really, what was that going to get you? And see, like I said, if I say his name, I guarantee, Z, you're going to be like, him? Him? You know, because he was one of them motherfuckers you try to come out to the project and get kicked in his ass and have to run home. You know, motherfucker use you for what they're going to use you for, and then they tell you, can't your punk ass roll.
Wow.
Okay. So now, let me shift gears right quick. Let me ask this. Let's just say that you did get with this one guy. Big balling ass. Yeah, he balling out of control. He doing his thing. I mean, he doing it. I mean, and he putting you in a lap of luxury. But now he see that, you know, he see it's getting hot. He see it's getting hot, and he, you know, and we all know you can't do it forever. So he quits. Now, in the process of him quitting, y'all got to downsize on a lot of shit. Ain't no more motherfucking just every other day going to get your hair done, nails and toes. Ain't no more of that. Now you got to clip coupons. You know,
well,
ain't no more
not right away.
I mean, shit. Let's just say he caught a case. Now let's just say he beat the case. But shit, in the instance of beating his case, shit, that took all his money. It took all his money to keep him out of jail. Now he out of jail. He managed to beat the case, but shit, his funds is depleted. He broke now, and shit, that was his wake up call. He didn't want to do it no more. So now he went and got him a regular 9 to 5. He living like shit, the average Joe. But now shit, like I said, in the process of it, shit, the money gone. I mean, how loyal are you?
There's a lot of aspects that need to go along with this situation.
Okay, I mean,
like,
talk to me,
am I working myself? Like, really, like, what type of woman am I? Am I independent? Am I working myself? Like,
all right, let's just say the ball work.
I mean, but that baller, I mean, is doing, like, everything. I mean,
okay, but let's just say he is doing everything. Let's just say he is. Your money, your money. Whatever you do with your money is what you do.
If she the main bar, by the time that point comes, then, I mean, yeah, she should be a lawyer. And she should, I mean, stick right there.
But now, let's just say everything falls on you now. You working. You got a good job. You making a decent living. But now all the bills falling on you because, shit.
I'm a different type of breed, Cass.
Me personally,
I don't have no problem with that at all, point blank, period. Like, even in a regular relationship, and both of us have 9 to 5, if he end up losing his job, I'm going to foot whatever I need to foot for us to live the way that we was living or a little bit up under that, but we going to be all right. That's just the type of person I am. I'm not, but not all women are built like that. They be like,
that's
the train has stopped, I
got to
get off.
Okay, and I feel you. Liquor store, you been quiet. What you thinking? I guess she's going to stay quiet. Okay.
I'm sorry, did you say something to me? My son was talking to me.
Motherfucker.
I'm sorry. Well, hell, I've been on the line for like 13 minutes and ain't nobody said shit to me. Sorry.
I spoke to you when you first got on, but you ain't say nothing. But anyway.
I did too.
Look, I'm not finna get into no argument with you today.
What was the question, sir?
Man, if I gotta go back all the way through that.
If you had a baller, if you was dating a baller and he had you living in a lap of luxury.
Oh, okay. I heard the question then.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, I gotta say shit. I'm not the sit around type. I'm always gonna work. I'm always gonna have, you know what I mean, something. I'm not just the sit around and collect and you do for me type of chick. So, I mean, we gonna be all right. Okay, so like you said, we got a downgrade on downsize on a little bit. Okay, but we not finna fall off. You can believe that. You know what I'm saying? I don't have a problem necessarily with living on less. If we gotta live on less, that's fine. You know what I mean? But we still, like I said, we ain't gonna fall off. Ain't gonna be no damn. They went from up here to the bottom of the barrel. Ain't gonna be no none of that.
Okay, I mean, I understand that. Cause,
and
I mean, I'm going to be real with you.
I mean, you got tags on shit. You still got new tags on shit. You'll be all right for a long time. I mean, she a smart woman. She would be investing and saving. It's like,
okay.
That's what she's supposed to be doing. He making
it. Okay,
shit.
All right.
Because if he was to the point where shit, it was like my money was my money and, you know what I'm saying, he did everything. I mean, I got a little bit of a nest egg. You know what I'm saying, saved up. Because I'm not going to go spend every dime I got just because he got it like that. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Mama said always, always keep a little something. You know,
okay, would you give him a time limit? Would you give him a time limit?
No,
like,
hell no.
There ain't no time limit, especially if I mean.
You give a man a time limit, man, that ain't going to, that's
he,
would make it worse.
Yeah, he's
you're
out
right.
of the day. Because you don't get no man.
You're absolutely right.
Like that.
I mean, because once again, and I'm speaking about myself. I'm just speaking strictly about myself. I don't know about nobody else. But I was with someone, and I asked, I said, hey, if I stop working, you know, I get fired. Now, I'm not even balling out of control. I'm just working. I'm like, shit, if I just stop working, you know, I mean, I told him, what if I got fired today? You know, you working, would you take up the slack? She said, I'll do what I got to do, but you got 6. She said, I'll give you about 6 months. After that, then shit, I got to take care of myself. And I just looked at her like,
well,
you mean that? She said, yeah. So, I mean, I don't think the relationship even lasted 6 more months after that. Because I had it in my mind like, damn, you know, if I fall down, you ain't really trying to pick me up.
Hey, you know what, Kaz, I got a question on the flip side of that. I met a dude and was dating him, and, like, right when I met him, I knew he was about to get laid off because they had outsourced his job or whatever. I knew he was about to get laid off, so we kicking or whatever, and then his little settlement came in. He went through that or whatever, and he dumped me because he didn't have no income coming in and he couldn't take care of me and my boys. I didn't want him to dump me, though, so, like, what is that all about? And I hear a lot of men say that, like, if they ain't got no job, they like, fuck it, I ain't got no income, I ain't got no woman. What? Especially when you got a woman that's willing to hold it down.
But on one hand, you, like, you got to commend that man because he feel like, shit, as a man, that's what I'm supposed to be doing. So, you know what I mean?
I always been independent, and before I met him, I was paying every last one of my bills and making it happen. So when he came along and started helping me with bills, I mean, that was cool, but I'm not tripping off of that because whether I'm with you, without you, before you, after you, I'm still take care of what I got to take care of. And if he felt, like, really, really down to where, like, he lost his place or anything, I would have let him move in the whole 9 yards. But he didn't even let it even, like, try to
test
or get to that point.
Wow, man. You know, I've never heard a motherfucker just say, hey, I'm leaving. But now, I mean, I know because us as men, we have pride. You know, it's like a motherfucker don't really want to say, hey, let me get, you know. Because in a lot of times, we look at it like, man, is you going to think of us as be less of a man if we ask you? So in a lot of cases, I mean, I'm not saying that we write about it, but in a lot of cases, a lot of motherfuckers do that.
And this is how I believe in him. Like, we still talk. And I guess it was just the way he was raised to always take care of him. Like, he said, like, all his life he'd been taking care of other people, making 5 or 6 figures, and then you can't take care, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I have to let him work that out on his own, but that is just crazy.
Pride's a motherfucker, man. Pride is something else.
Man, I'll just stay right there playing the Xbox One.
There you go.
and then that's another thing, because he didn't, like, play games like that. But, he was very instrumental to me because of my business. He was like a backbone of my business and he just did a lot of little things that I needed him to do to get my first production off the ground. So, I mean, we could have worked something out. He could have just jump-started his own business. I wanted to motivate him and, like, be there. I'm like, wow. Like,
you wouldn't have to do that with me because I would have never left. You had to put me out. I'm like, hey, I mean, remember all the stuff I did before I lost my job?
I got you. It should count for something.
Women in general, they be like, well, you know, you ain't doing nothing. You know, what you going to
do? They be like, that's what you were supposed to have been doing.
know what I'm saying? You ain't said that shit, and I paid the rent last month, now I can't pay it this month. Now you tripping.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you do have something like that, dog. You really do. It's like
you do.
You know, it's
they
like,
think that
I
that's
mean,
what's
like,
supposed to happen.
Right, because the motherfucker looked at me. I mean, looked me square in my face and had it with attitude. Well, I'm supposed to take care of you. God damn, I've been taking care of you ever since. You know what I'm saying? As long as we've been together, I've been taking care of you.
Right.
And the first thing, and the fucked up part is like, I was still working good. This motherfucker let me know, motherfucker, you stop working, it's over. So I'm that.
Right.
Now my mind frame is, I'm nothing but a check.
Yeah.
I'm nothing but a bill. I mean, shit, you know, I just get the bills paid.
I was in that situation, and he, you know, I had somebody, he was taking care of me, but I used that time to batter myself. I was in school, and using that as an opportunity, you know, he took care of all the bills and everything, and I used that as my opportunity to batter myself. So even if it did get to that point, you know, I could always go to work. It wasn't that I couldn't go to work. I was just using that time to get myself together.
Did he know that?
You good.
Huh?
Did he know that? So y'all wasn't in a, was y'all in a, like a committed, serious relationship?
Yeah, we were living together. He was taking care of all the bills and everything, and I was going to school and taking care of the kids. I was pretty much a stay-at-home mother. And, you know, and at times, if things got hard, I would go to work. Like, you know, go to a temp agency or something, work for a few months.
Mm-hmm.
I would do stuff like that if I, you know, if I had to do it. You know, I'm going to pick up the slack where needed.
Right.
But, you know, I think he wanted me. He was the type of person, he wanted me to be at home with the kids and stuff like that. But I felt that was an opportunity because I'm just not that type of person. I'm just sitting around not doing nothing.
I mean, that was smart. That you, I just think you did exactly what you were supposed to be. Yeah.
And when it comes down to it, if he needed me to do that, of course I'm going to be there for you. You've been taking care of me. Of course, if he gets down and out, I'm going to take care of you. I mean, that's just how it works. And everybody goes through those rough patches and things like that with jobs and shit. I done been fired a couple of times. You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute, you said he wanted you to stay at home?
Yeah, he was like a guy that he wanted to stay at home. You know what?
Everybody got to work. Everybody got to work nowadays.
I'm just saying.
Man, you know, he couldn't trust Janine. He couldn't trust Janine at work. He couldn't trust Janine at no jobs. He walk up there, fuck around, think he finna take out the lunch, see her. Well, hey, lover boy, you get it ran up in that job talking.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man, come here.
Yeah, he was jealous. That happened a few times.
See?
Wow. Some guy was trying to talk to me. I was 5 months pregnant. He was like, damn, you can't even. I was like, well, shit, what you want me to do? I'm looking pregnant, shit. I'm looking pregnant. I guess he liked them babies or something. Shit, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was real jealous type, but he didn't want nobody around me, so that probably was why he wanted me to stay at home. But, you know, he knew I wanted to get my education, which I did, you know, and to better myself, but.
She up in there with the blouse, the button down blouses, all the way to cleavage is showing. She hanging. So how you doing today? Oh Lord, wait a minute.
Oh my goodness.
I think as a rule of thumb, you never ever. Ever, a man or a woman, never get involved with somebody strictly for money. I think that's a bad idea.
A stripper?
It's a bad idea. I said strictly for the money.
Because money don't.
So who's tripping for money? You know what, Cass?
I didn't say that. I didn't say nothing about a stripper. The first stripper didn't come out my mouth.
Oh.
I mean, money will make you comfortable, but that's not where your happiness lies. So I don't know
not
why people
all.
Think once you get money, it makes all your problems go away. And that's not the case.
Money is the root of all
problems.
Evil.
Yes, the hell it is. You have more expensive problems.
You know
problems.
What? I'm
like,
tired of these broke
like
problems.
My
shit,
only love for money
problem.
Is the fact that my love for money is only the fact that I know I need it. I know I need it in order to survive. Other than that, money. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know, nigga, I can do this and I can do that. Okay, thank you, baby, but I got it. You know what I'm saying? I'm good.
I know where to get liquor store. I got this peace pipe right here.
Shut up, fool.
I got this peace pipe right here.
Yeah,
I don't know, man.
It might
okay,
keep it
so,
here. It ain't gonna make me stay.
I mean, all right. So let's move this up. Let's move this up another notch. Let's just say, and Janine, shut up. I already know your answer. You just said it multiple times. Let's just say he goes to jail. I mean, but he's been holding
waiting.
You down. Damn!
I've already been there, done that. That's my answer. I'm not waiting.
Yeah, that was mine. I waited till the sentencing.
That's what I did.
See, that's the shit I'm talking about right
goodness.
There.
Oh,
this motherfucker get up and
wait a minute.
The nursing facility,
man. Cass, first of all. They gave him 12 years fed time. I'm not promised my next breath. Fuck tomorrow. I'm not promised my next breath. No, sir, I am not about to wait for you. But, however,
that,
if you
know
get
what?
Out and I'm still single, we can get back together.
And see, husband,
give me
well,
some puppy
Matt was
dog.
65. No, Matt was 65, so you got to give me some credit. Now, seriously.
Okay, I understand what y'all saying, but at least give me some puppy dog eyes when I'm walking out. You know, when I look back at you, at least give me the pup like I'm a miss you,
oh,
baby.
Oh, I cried see, and all that. Rolled over on the floor, all that, yeah.
No, see, Janine, what she did before they told even the sentence, Janine got her coat walking out the back. I'm going to see you. Fuck you mean, see you?
First of all, no, it didn't go like that. And second of all, I had my son with me. I was trying to get my son out of there because people was, you know, looking at us crazy. It was a messed up situation, so I had to get my son out of there.
Okay. Anyway, Drew, what's happening?
I think anybody that get locked up or, you know what I'm saying, catch a case for some 65 motherfucking years and expect for a person, I think this is a selfish motherfucker and y'all should be shamed.
Yeah, and still calls
like
me
I
today.
Said.
And still calls me today. Like, okay, I understand you stuck in time, sweetheart. I understand that. I get it. Okay, but it's been how old is my son? My son is 19 years old. It's been 17 years. You know everything I done been through in 17 years since you. And I feel like I don't feel like that's fair. I feel like y'all just sat in there, and I'm not saying y'all don't have it hard. I'm not saying that. But we still have to be out here in the grind. I still had to take care of the kids. I'm the one that still had to do what I had to do to take care of everybody while you sitting in there.
I understand that. But all I'm asking for is some puppy dog eyes when I'm walking away. Maybe just hit
I mean,
it.
I did
hit
you can have that. I did write him and accept calls. I did all that.
And draw me a picture. And draw me a picture and send it to me.
Right. If you didn't got your coat like shit, you just got bailed out and you try to run the fuck out the courtroom. Oh God. You know how that look is. I hereby sentence you to 65 years. You know, the first thing you're going to do is look back at your baby like, damn, baby.
There she go.
Baby, yeah. All you seeing is the door swinging open. What the fuck just happened?
It was
wasn't even like that. It wasn't even like that.
I might, you know what I'm saying, I might come visit you every once in a while. That just depends on my situation. I might write you some letters or send you some pictures and some shit like that. But, yeah, you're going to know. I'm not waiting no 65 motherfucking years, even if you got to do half of that. I'm not waiting no 30 motherfucking years.
Right.
For you to come home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
I wasn't visiting. They put him away in New Mexico. I am not. Where? New Mexico.
They probably in the C block together.
That's fucked up.
For real.
Yeah. But, I mean, my thing is, okay, because it can always be looked at, you know what I'm saying? That motherfucker will be like, well, shit, I was doing this and that for you, you know what I'm saying? I was only doing this so we could be all right type of shit. You know what? And I appreciate it. I respect you for it, but I also told your ass, I told you from the giddy-up, I don't want you out here selling drugs or, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I don't want you to do that. I don't need the lifestyle that would afford us. Shit, I don't need that. I might even
if I was out there pushing you to do it, that's a different thing. But if I'm trying to help you better yourself and we trying to get out of the game and I'm trying to help you, help both of us to get to that place, but you still like, whatever, I'm going to do what I'm going to do, then you did that to yourself.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, liquor store, I got to tell you, Kush ain't cheap.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you, I ain't got the half Kush. Reg is fine with me. Me and Reg have been friends for years.
Mm-hmm. I don't want this shit.
I'm going to tell you like that. Because I'm going to tell you straight up. I mean, the only freaking difference is it smell better. Because high don't last no longer.
Preach.
You know what I'm saying? And why am I spending $100 on half of what I can get? You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, wow.
Just because it smells better. You got me fucked up. Let me get a zip of some Reg, please, and I'm going to be all right. And I'm going to smoke off it for the rest of
my life. Nice long time.
You know what I'm saying? Especially if it's just me.
Right.
Whatever. Drew, what you think going on with these ladies, man? You agreeing with these ladies, man?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, he said what? He
should have known, fucking with me. He needs to just give it up because I was help feeding the crackheads and everything.
I wish you would. I wish you would.
I had the shelter going at the house.
Man, I walk in that motherfucking crib. I'm sitting out there, baby. This has been a rough night. Little Eddie, what the fuck you doing in my house? Oh, man. Today just made me big old bowl of beans and rice, man. I'm going to get motherfucking you.
And she did it with her brown panties on, because, you know, that's just how fuck she walk around the house.
Right. You got little Eddie up in the crib getting the fuck.
They were families. It wasn't just like me, and it was they were families, like a husband and wife, and they kids. They would be hungry.
Look here, if you just spent your last with the dough, man. Oh my God, I ain't feeling sorry for you.
That was payment for food. They was making a purchase for food.
Right, see, motherfucker,
they
I was just can't let you.
Right.
Right, I just gave your money back. This motherfucker, he done got high and he didn't get to eat. Oh, hell no.
I say, baby,
you're
doing it backwards.
Why you hustling backwards?
They ain't even losing no weight.
Right. These motherfuckers bigger than me now. Fuck it. Goddamn.
This nigga like, I ain't never going to stop getting my dope from over here.
I get
my stack and something to eat from Vittles.
Right, shit. Lil Willie,
they
you want to get your fuck out.
They're like, where's that other girl? I don't like this new one.
Right. He's good enough. Well, we want to get him back. Just get the fuck out of here.
You got another drug dealer. Look, they was hoping you got another drug dealer. Where your guy at?
Right.
My customer.
They trying to save your relationship. No, now, baby. Come on now. Y'all got to work this shit out now.
I know, right? Hey, man. Look, all this shit that we done smoked together, we still together. Learn from
right.
us.
Right.
Boogaloo, 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 boogaloo. Like, hey man, look, what's up with you and your girl, man? What's up with you and your girl?
Right, you, because you know, a crackhead would offer his old lady. Hey man, I let my old lady suck your dick. And he'd be like, well, you know what, Cass? Because you know, you and Janice is gonna have to make it, man. No, baby, you can't be fucking with him. We finna go over there and eat. Wait a minute, what the fuck you mean you finna eat? What a man time at? Timer. Where you at, dog? I mean, you
Nina
come
told,
in there and little shit.
Nina told all the local things. We got motherfucking fishing grease tonight. Fishing grease.
Yeah.
I was
ain't
not
a weekly menu, ain't it?
You know what I'm saying?
Got
gravy Friday and shit.
Look, they be stopping by early during the day. What you cooking tonight? Okay, we'll be back.
Right. Hey, wait a minute. AZ, you remember little Shorty used to be on 11th at the gas station all the time? Can you imagine that motherfucker sitting at your port, or at your damn... Shorty, what the fuck you doing in here? I'm just getting a bite to eat. That's all I'm just getting a bite to eat. Getting
Who
a
Pops?
Bite to eat.
Is this talking about Pops?
Not Pop. Well, yeah, Pop's too, shit. Yeah, little Shorty.
Oh, Pop just won a dollar. That's what he would have said.
Man, you got this motherfucker.
But I tell you what, you gonna have the most faithful saints in the whole damn world. Motherfuckers ain't never gonna let your ass go down. Oh no, they gonna protect you with everything they got.
Now we ain't gonna steal the pots because she got to cook. Them motherfuckers still gonna steal. They still gonna break in. Them motherfuckers still.
Don't
touch
nothing in the kitchen.
Don't
touch
nothing in the kitchen, bitch. She gotta cook.
Put them goddamn pots back.
Right. Put the goddamn pots back, bitch. How the fuck
right.
you think we gonna eat?
Right.
Like, we know it with y'all, because y'all took everything except for the shit in the kitchen.
Right.
Some
yeah,
crackhead shit. Some crackhead shit.
And I'm gonna tell you, you
Boogaloo,
know what I couldn't stand,
Boogaloo, you
and
house
that, and,
house again,
right, and but then they always want to call the lady of the house Miss.
You
older than
like
her.
They was respectful.
Oh yeah, how you doing, Miss Janine? Miss Janine, motherfucker, you old enough to be our mama or daddy? How you doing?
Janine, though, I swear.
Being respectful.
Yeah, being respectful
to you. Shit.
So
fine. You sure looking nice today, Miss Janine. Let me help you with your back. Man, you don't get the fuck away from here. I'm going to choke the shit out you.
You're still not getting it for seven. Come with that whole 10.
And I was just about to say, and the motherfucker, now, it'd be nice to let you get away with seven, you motherfucker. Shit. I done went in the bag. I done gave you a motherfucker. I done broke the dub down to a motherfucker dime piece, and then I see you only got $7. You ain't gonna come in here and eat my damn food? You motherfucker.
Yeah, well, my shit suck your dick if you need. My shit suck your dick.
No, he ain't gonna let us because he like Miss Janine. No, Miss Janine so good to us, so we ain't gonna put him on the wrong path. Really?
Right.
So what you telling me now is I can't get my dick sucked. I'm going to get my dick sucked by you for the motherfucking last 5 years, but that's when she done started feeding you.
Oh,
I can't
God.
Get no hook.
Oh, my God. You are sick. Sick.
This ain't. That ain't right because Miss Janine be feeding. Miss Janine, bitch, stop calling her that.
And that's how they were,
too. Man, that shit is crazy. You didn't start feeding the fiends. Who knows that?
Damn.
Which is ironic, because as far as I know, them motherfuckers
don't get too hungry too often.
Bad stuff for the kids at the candy store, all types of stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
I sure did.
Did you babysit, too?
Yeah, the kids
are like, y'all go ahead and smoke. I'm going to let the kids eat.
Right. I'm going to let y'all go on in the back now.
Right.
Don't let him know I let y'all back there.
Baby,
you seen my stash?
So
no. Lil Willie and them was back there. How the fuck did Lil Willie get him out in the back room? Well, it was cold outside, and they said they ain't had no place to smoke. What?
They couldn't smoke in the back now. It was a little abandoned house down the street that they would go smoke at.
Man, I'll be sitting there scratching my head like, what? No, you ain't even tell me this.
Well, you would have needed to give it up then. I was trying to tell you, it's time to give it up. That's enough. I think I would have got the point after that.
Because it ain't no damn motherfucking way. I come in the house.
You down the street.
And Willie Keys is in the motherfucking house.
Exactly. I just smoking like a motherfucker. I'd have came without. Damn, baby, I just sold Willie. Hey. Eight ball. What the fuck is Willie Keys doing here?
Right. Why is Willie Keys? Well, I didn't want him to get high around the kids. I just told him, don't let him smoke.
Man.
You come pick up the kids after you finish. What was the kid's birthday? You'll only be back in 2 goddamn weeks.
What was the kid's birthday?
I bet you won't do that shit no more.
What? Nah, here go the worst part. You out on the block and Willie walked by with your coat on. Man, I had a coat just like that. Damn, dog, I swear to God, I had a belly just like that, dog. Real. I ain't wore that motherfucker in about a year or two, though. Then you look at the motherfucker like, damn, that motherfucker look good. Shit, let me go get my coat. Baby, where my belly? Oh, you were never winning, because I gave it to Lil Willie.
Well,
you gave Lil
coat
Willie.
In 3 years.
Y'all know
he acting like y'all. So he did it the first time they came to the back door and knocked while he was there. He cussed their asses out. They come to the back door. The back door leads right from the kitchen. So they knock on the back door.
Oh hell no, they had a service door.
Well, I'm kicking them all in their ass.
No, right down the kitchen.
Right.
He's
right by the kitchen.
Right here on this little stepway right here. We won't chuck no mud in it.
You go downstairs, he down there flicking the chatter. Willie, what the fuck is you doing here? I'm just waiting on my plate, man. I'm just waiting to get ready to leave. Really?
They would never do it while he was there. He didn't know at first. So it was like one time he just so happened to go out that night. He got sick. You know, because y'all used to go out at night. He had got sick, so he had stayed in that night. And they came knocking on the door. He couldn't say ass. I was like, oh, shit. He done found me out.
Well, I'd have been turned around, looked at you, and said, you, I'm a beast. Ooh.
I wonder why they go up to the grocery store every damn week.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Fuck that.
She got her own personal shopping list for now.
Right.
They like that.
Wario's up in here. I'm going to beat these kids.
Wait,
you thought the kids didn't eat your Oreos?
Hold on, Cass. You like, when we started drinking 2%, well, you know, Willie was allergic, so I started eating. He's allergic to the vitamin D.
Right. You know, Willie lactose intolerant. Willie, boy, I'm about to go kill Willie.
Y'all a mess.
Hell no.
You know, Willie say that 2% mess his stomach up. Willie said, what?
Oh,
man. I'm serious. That's the first time. Right. That's the first time I've ever heard that a motherfucker took care of the crackheads like that.
but the wife and her used to talk, right? So the wife would call me on the phone because their house was on the corner. See, you, I had my reason. You know what I'm saying? Their house was right on the corner from where we live. So if anything was coming from around the corner, they would always be the first to see. So she would always be my little lookout. So if she ever saw something coming, she would call.
Yeah, okay. Okay, maybe it was a method to your madness, but nevertheless.
And they was a lookout. They had jobs and shit. Y'all had hired kids.
That's
right.
What I said. You know what I'm saying? I didn't say they wouldn't no rob you. I didn't say they wouldn't rob you. I said they wasn't going to never let your ass go down. They was never going to let you get caught. Fuck that. These motherfuckers.
Yeah,
now
they could. Hey,
you
got
to
bring
out
that.
They
want
to
get caught. We ran that.
Okay.
We ran that neighborhood.
Oh,
man, I could see when he got busted. Shit, they were crying harder than you. Man, this ain't right.
Willie done case for you and shit.
Y'all let them
right.
Know they had on their free such and such T-shirts the next day.
Yeah.
she called me and was like,
Tasha,
they moved. Wow, hell no. I was like, oh, girl, I know what's going on. It's happening to me.
Well, do you mind if I get that sofa? Shit.
Well, you didn't happen to cook yet, did you? Because,
Yeah, I know they
ain't gonna be there. Ain't no need in the food going away. I just take care of that.
Yeah, I think you should cook something. It makes you feel better.
Right.
Cook something.
Right. Mm-hmm. I bet they still talk about y'all to this day.
So
Miss
yeah. Zing.
I show Miss
Zing.
You motherfucker. Hey.
Zing.
Right, you motherfucking crack, you motherfucking drug dealers
the
ain't got
too.
No respect for us.
Right, the kids gonna remember her for the rest of their life.
Boy, you motherfucking sure don't know how to be hospitable to your guests, nigga. You ain't no guest, you're a crack at it. Get the fuck
ain't
out
no
of here.
Guess you goddamn thing. Get the fuck out.
Hell nah.
Damn,
Jesse. Hey.
She's
really
a
fucking
all goddamn drug dealers women.
Right. Willie drop a dime on every drug dealer to come up. Nah, we don't like him. I don't like this shit. I don't like my service like this. Hello, police. Yeah, it's me, Willie. Yep, they at it again.
I like my eggs like this. Hello, please.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yep, they out here again.
They had it again.
Burnt my toast. They got to go. Police. Police.
Hell nah. You done raised the bar and shit? Damn.
Yeah, Willie got the whole block on lock. This ain't right.
That's fine.
Can
you say
only
y'all
on
fried?
Right? Only on Sin City. And speaking of
but
which,
you know
y'all,
what?
Like,
people protected us. I know people don't realize that they did, but they did. They protected us. And we had one friend here that got out of pocket. And he tried to act like he was blind. And he tried to break into the house, right? So I come in with the kids from the candy store. He in the living room acting like he blind, feeling around on the shelf. Like,
out of sight, shit out his ass.
and ask him. Now, did you see that shit coming?
Hell
yeah.
But he didn't know that my guy was
down to eat something and get your ass.
He didn't know somebody was in the house. My guy was actually downstairs in the basement, and he thought it was me and the kids still upstairs, so I just called for him. And, boy, that guy went to running. And my guy came out the door. He threw a brick at that motherfucker head. He showed up. I said, I knew that motherfucker could see. But then all the other crackheads came from nowhere and started beating the shit out of him.
See? Yeah. See? You don't fuck with Miss Me. We ain't going to be able to eat you in this shit. I swear, yeah. See, he done fucked up his meal ticket. He ain't never get
right.
Nothing.
I mean,
see?
Say, oh, no. She say, yeah,
you don't bite the hand
to
feed you. Do not bite the hand to feed you.
I mean, I'm actually just picturing this motherfucker trying to act like he's blind. He's going to pick up a brick. Y'all motherfuckers knew he broke in my house. Ain't none of you motherfuckers getting shit. Call that motherfucker Judas every night. You know, Judas, son of a bitch. You think I'm fucked up?
Oh, goodness.
Oh, man. Oh, hey, y'all, check this out, though. FearCityRadioShow.com, man. We up. We running. We in full effect, man. We need y'all on that, man. We got a couple people on that. We've been having some fun. Like I said, we need y'all on that, man. We got to expand. We got to get bigger. We got to have some fun with this. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Get on that. Create your page. Like I said, Z, hey,
yep.
You can get on that. Post your, I want to see some of that poetry.
And, he said your titties and your pussy shots.
Well, she could do that too. I mean, it's offensive, but I was going for the poetry. I wanted to see
hear
some of.
Well, that's what I
want to
see.
See, hey, look, that now the truth comes out.
See,
damn Miss Janine.
Not Miss Janine.
We all hungry.
Right.
Me too, girl.
We all hungry.
I'm hungry.
The cook of Sin City.
Mm-mm. Dog,
you
can
get a
deal
with the crackheads, get a
meal.
I'm right here, man.
Man, you hear this shit, dog? I mean, really?
You go over there, and for $25, you get a bag and a chicken dinner.
He over there crack, because he taking all home. He's like, now I know why we couldn't get no hits. And he ain't over there feeding crackheads.
Look, they gotta be fed and healthy in order to go steal and rob to get the money.
Oh
Thanks to Miss Janine, I was able to run two blocks with that damn.
Oh my God, I saw the commercial for that.
Thanks to Miss Janine, I was up in shape and I ran two blocks with that TV. Thank you, Miss Janine. Thank you.
I ran two blocks with that TV.
See, while y'all playing, you get some good shit from crackheads.
Exactly.
Hell yeah.
These motherfuckers.
Yeah, but half the time it's shit. Come on, man. You get good shit, but half the time it's the motherfucking shit from down the street.
Dang. I don't know where it came
yep,
from.
You know what? I was at work.
I
went to work. And dude was telling me, he was like, somebody walked out with a case of beer last night. He's like, my wife was at work. He's like, my wife is the one who told me. And she's like, she was at work, and some dude came in to her job trying to steal a couple cases of beer. She's like, she called her dude who I work with. She's like, look, somebody, you know what I'm saying, been down there stealing. He wasn't at work at the time, so he couldn't do nothing about it. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying, right down the damn street. How the hell you going to go right down the damn street from the motherfucking liquor store trying to steal shit? Hey, you might as well have stood outside the liquor store trying to steal the damn shit.
Damn.
Right. Well, hey.
Shit, 50 cent a can right in front of the, you going to liquor store? Shit. You get a six pack for $3. Fuck it.
Oh, yeah, as long as you just get high money.
Hell yeah.
Right. So we all came to the, I mean, well, the women came to the conclusion that y'all ain't waiting.
No.
Wow.
All right, so now let me ask the fellas. Fellas, would you wait for your girl?
Hell no.
All right.
Motherfucker, don't wait for me to get off work.
Shit. They don't wait for you to go to work. They be up sending out the text messages. Anybody? Anybody available? Anybody available? Big girl at 8:30.
She's going to be gone for 8 hours.
Right. I promise you. She might even work over today. It's Wednesday.
Nah. That nigga lying. I'm going to have to stop at the store on the way home. So she's going to give us an
You know Janine going to cook. She cooked before she left.
Y'all ain't shit, boy. Y'all know that.
Y'all ain't shit.
Hold on, man. Y'all didn't even give my fellas a chance to even answer the question.
Okay.
God damn.
We cricket.
All right.
Go ahead.
All right. Y'all head lie to us. Go ahead.
Drew, you going to wait on your lady, man?
They already
You say what?
They already answered for me. No, nobody answered.
His
fault,
boy, now already saying no.
I don't even know what the hell
Drew
said.
Your fault, boy, now. We already know. We already know it's no now because he can't even accept the phone calls. Fuck all that. Nope, see? They can't communicate. So it's done. She can't take
messages. Can you hear me? Damn, motherfuckers, man.
That's who got the goddamn peace pipe full of kush. Why are you talking about me?
Oh, goodness.
Sounds good, Bill.
How much time are you talking
about?
You?
Let's say she got 3 years. You
oh,
wait
I'll
3 years for?
I'll wait.
You wait?
I'll wait.
Faithfully?
Oh, bless your heart.
Yep, I would.
You will wait faithfully?
I would.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Bless your heart. And now what about 30
damn.
Years?
30?
What's the longest you will wait?
What?
I say between 3 to 5 years.
I can see you now.
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
You gonna be good. You gonna be a motherfucker, boy. Three years.
Can't you ask
the
question?
Shit, y'all asking it for me. Shit, I'm acting just like
you.
You
ain't waiting, huh?
Nah, I will wait. I will wait. Nah, I'm not gonna sit there and say that. I mean, faithfully. I mean, I'm gonna talk to you about it, baby. Come on, I got needs. I mean, shit. Don't worry. When you get home, yo, I'ma have her that with. I mean, you gonna be back.
You gonna have her that with. What you say?
I figured you finna do 3 years and you got a strong sex drive. You gonna be in there doing something.
With who?
Hell,
I'm fine.
What you tell me? You know Brenda in the D block don't have a dick, right? And
okay,
that little chicken bone that she done shaved to shape one, that's not gonna work for me.
Okay, now y'all.
Them female CEOs be doing it. I'm sure the male CEOs be doing it too. I'm gonna have to give me a CEO.
Exactly. You got the CEOs. You got the hell the.
Yeah, because them female CEOs be breaking it down. So I'm sure it's some male CEOs out there that be getting it.
I didn't think about that.
For the
war.
The
war
and
dick.
Straight for the kill.
You motherfuckers
are
horrible.
You got a private cell with a real bed. You got a box spring and a mattress and stuff. She get her food catered and shit. Like, what the fuck?
You got Jordan flip flops and shit. Nike flip flops. What the fuck?
Who did this bitch nails? Where'd she come from?
Ling Ling. The worst.
Hey.
She got Ling Ling. Come see her ass.
This fresh.
Hey, let me.
What movie was that? What movie was it? Chi McBride was the dude. DMX.
Hey, let me ask y'all a question.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is real talk. I want real honest answers, no jokes. All bullshit aside.
Okay.
I need every woman to think about a guy that they really truly love. Just one.
Okay.
Think of that one guy that you really truly love, whether you're with that motherfucker now or not.
Mm-hmm.
But just imagine him. Now let's say something happened. He end up, he can't have sex anymore, ever again in life. It's over. It's done. And say y'all married. And if he came to you and said, "I'm gonna give you a divorce because I can't satisfy you. You know, I want you to be happy." Would you get the divorce, or would you stay with him?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell them just like y'all tell us if we're on our period. Ain't nothing wrong with your mouth and your fingers.
That's going to be cold.
So, okay, look, so you saying you'll stay?
Ain't nothing wrong with he can talk, he can lick.
Okay, all right. Janine, what about you? He telling you he going to give you a divorce because he wants you to go on and be happy because he can't stay with him.
She already has the divorce lawyer. Baby, I'm gonna give you
damn.
Here go the papers already drawn
you know
up.
What?
You dirty motherfucker. You
know what? You know what? I'm sure that's what people think about me, but no, I would not get a divorce. So thank you very much.
for your confidence in her.
I know, right?
So you would stay.
I know people think I'm just all about my sexual needs, but shit, I care. I'm not going to be no divorce because of that.
And ain't nothing wrong with his mouth and his fingers.
Well, I'm not.
What about you, Z?
This would be my stipulations would be I would stay with him. Like, if we had a great relationship, I would stay with him, but we would have a conversation. And it's not like we would tell everybody that this is going on. But I know me, and at some point in time, I need penetration. So, honey.
Right.
I mean, I love you dearly. I want to stay with you, but I'm going to need my needs met. But can we stay together? I mean, like, if I love him like that, I would have that serious conversation with him. But I wouldn't be, like, doing it to a whole bunch of dudes. It'll be one dude. And, I mean, when I needed it.
You're the dog, motherfucker!
I mean, he ain't going to be in his hospital bed right there.
Hey, man, I think y'all missing the point. I think y'all missing my point. My, he's telling you he going to give you, he wants to divorce you so you can go on and do your thing. Y'all,
you know, I love you. That
yeah,
was the only. If we was only having sex and that was the only thing we had in our marriage, then yeah, that would be okay. But we got way more in our marriage. You have spirituality, you have emotional, besides the physical, you have financial, you have so much more than just
right.
sexual.
Man, look here. Let me go, because I'm going to tell you, if a motherfucker come back and I hear a motherfucker saying some...
You'll be a well-fucked bitch when I turn you loose.
I got to go. I can't
you,
do
you would leave, man?
You know what?
You love
I'm
this
a man
woman.
With pride.
I mean, what can you imagine that though, Kat? Like you married to this woman. You married to this woman for all these years. Y'all done built all of this. And then say for instance she get uterus cancer and her doctor tell her to stop having sex. I mean, really you gonna leave her? If she say,
oh,
give
no,
me a divorce.
I wouldn't leave her like that. I mean, like what you just said, I'll be there. I mean, I'm not gonna sit there and say, oh, you got cancer, bitch, I gotta go. Nah. I wouldn't do no shit like that.
That motherfucker is lying his ass off. He gonna wait 6 months so nobody say, oh, he can't
get
cancer. Then he gone. He gone 6 months later. Everybody forgot. Ain't nobody thinking about that shit no more. Now he out.
A lot of men today go through, they limp, they shit can't get up. But shit, I dealt with that. I didn't leave because of that. Shit, I had skills. I got that dick up. I don't give a fuck if I had to suck it for 12 hours.
Man.
Right.
And wait a minute. What all those memes say? And you are the MVP. You are.
That's just life. Men go through that. Women go through that. And, I mean, you're going to get to that point. At one point, something's going to stop working. Okay. So y'all
I
have to figure it out. You figure it out together. But with my skills, I have the ability to get that thing rocking.
Man,
a few more years.
I must admit, I'm sorry about the answer.
Get them right.
I really am.
I hope that don't happen.
That's not the same thing as going to prison at all. You know what I'm saying? That's like, that's something he can't control. That's something that, you know, it's detrimental, like, for him, too. You know what I'm saying? That's his masculine, you know what I'm saying? 90% of his fucking masculinity right there.
I date older men, so I know they're going to stop way before ready to give it up. So.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
so
I'm saying you got some shit that Viagra can't
fix.
I want to ask you, man. I got to ask this. Okay, you say you date older guys. I mean, what is older? I mean, are we talking 50s and 60s?
Heck yes, yes, yes. 50 and up, yes.
50?
Okay, so
the oldest was 58, and he passed away. He was 62. And like, huh?
Okay, what's your age range? Are you 35 to 39, 40 to 44?
39.
Oh.
I'm 39
now.
Oh,
that's not old.
So,
you're 39.
No. When me and him started kicking it, I was what, like 32, 33? He was 58.
That's kind of old.
I was 6 minutes.
Say that again. You breaking up. I can't hear you.
What do you get out of being with somebody that old?
Mentally, we were compatible. Conversation with me, intellect.
And the bills
was
paid,
so
right?
So if I could hold conversation, that right there was wonderful. And I mean, the age didn't matter. It was just a general liking for each other. So it just felt like natural. It was.
And the bills got paid.
He's all there.
The bills gonna get paid regardless of what age I fuck around with. The bills, whether I do it or he do it, he helped put in on
you
the
know
age,
the
gov- don't have to
you know the government gonna come but, after you after, if you got too many 401k plans in your name, right? You know they come after your ass.
Yeah, but, I have never I never kicked it with a dude just for his money. I'm not that type of person.
I
genuinely
know, baby.
Care.
I had the best with you. That was my heart.
Hey,
we got 401k players.
Ain't nothing wrong with volunteering
to pay your rent. When he came to that Viagra stuff, he would always tell you that I was his Viagra. I swear the first time I thought that I was just about to handle him like I'm young. I'm going to turn this nigga ass shit, okay? I'm not even going to lie. I wanted to tap out. I just went because my pride wouldn't let me. But I did want to tap out on life. So,
he's nothing but a number. He put one of them old 70 tricks on you. I'm going to go back to this shit when I was 77 on her.
I'm going to be everything to you. I'm going to be your father. I'm going to be your friend. I'm going to be your lover. But you got to believe in me. You got to believe that everything I tell you to do is for the best.
I want to be your father. Okay, now before we get off, I do got to ask. Do they have that father type relationship with you where they feel like they can tell you what you can and can't do?
No, because I'm not that type of woman that allows that. But what they do that I don't like is always make reference to your age. Like, are you young? You don't know nothing about that. Or, you know, and I really, that's what I didn't like. But they never did, like, try to, like, boss me around and act like my daddy. No.
Because, see, I think
that
would be my biggest.
Daddy.
That would be my biggest fear to deal with an older lady, that she would try to treat me like I was her son or something.
And I was about to ask y'all a question, too, on that note. Like, all right, if you're dating a person and their children are your age, does that present a problem for everyone, for anybody, for the kids, they're grown up, but it's a relationship.
My daughter wouldn't even allow that. My daughter run her ass away.
I'm gonna tell you right now, if my daughter walk in this motherfucker with a motherfucker, you say what?
He said my daughter wouldn't allow that. I said you would give your daughter the authority to tell you who you could and could not date.
No, I wouldn't give it authority, but if my daughter trying to whoop her ass, what am I supposed to do?
I'm going to tell you, if I walk in the door
and a motherfucker sitting at my age, now whether this is my daughter or my mother, we got a problem. I'm serious. I'm not going to even sit here and lie to you and say that I'm going to be...
Get out of girl
folks
is.
See, now your mother might get away with telling you that, but I wish a motherfucker would tell me, hey, man, you know.
Your daughter going to be the one to tell you. I love this man. Get out my business.
Yeah, all right.
You out your damn mind.
She's wrong.
She crazy. Man,
I'm
going to say some shit like that to me.
He had five daughters. One was my exact age, and then the other four was older than me. And two of them, to this day, he done passed away, and we still close as hell. We be calling each other, like, mama, sis, or something like that because of the ages or whatever, but we still cool as hell.
You know what? It really don't matter because if I walk in a room and my daughter, motherfucker, my age, and he talking about we was in the same math class back in high school, I'm beating the shit out of you.
I just found out that one of my classmates is my little cousin, Sugar Daddy. What can I say about that? She's 26 years old. He's 40.
That's a cousin, though. That's not a daughter.
Hell, she was raised with me like my little sister. I mean, I raised that girl, so I mean.
Okay, let me
like
ask you this. What if it was your son? You walked in and your son was dating somebody you went to high school with. How would you feel?
If he's grown, that's his business.
Yeah, all right.
Once you're grown, that's your business. I ain't
yeah,
got
I
no
don't forget remember that.
Your problem. And they not going to be in my house. So.
I understand what you're saying.
And matter of fact, you know what, it is like that, because one of the older dudes that I dated, his daughter was one of my classmates. She was very upset about that.
Hell yeah. I've been fighting you every day. I'm fine.
No, she wasn't going to do that. She knew damn better than that. That's why she said something to her daddy.
I'm serious. I can't.
She knew better.
I couldn't do it. I mean, I'm walking at it. Damn, Richard, what you doing over here, man? What shit? You coming? Yeah, man. You know, I just, you know what? What I know? Yeah. You know, I'm gonna let her tell you. Tell me what? Shh. All right, I'll be right back. I'm telling you, Richard better not be there when I get back, because I'm telling you, I'm not fighting.
Richard,
I'll
be
cocking that bitch back.
Daddy lingering around in the damn club when your daughter start going to club for other niggas. Them niggas about
there. I know they are.
What
they
cash?
What
they cash? You about to go get a sack of squares.
And then she ends up liking old men.
Mm-hmm. Man, I'm tearing the motherfucking house up. Point blank. Let a motherfucker knock on my door. My daughter talking about this is a new guy I'm dating, and it's a motherfucker my age? No. Hell no.
Why is he knocking on your door if she grown? That's the thing. If she grown, why he knocking on your
door?
It doesn't
matter if she grown or not. As long as I can still fight, she better date her own age.
Oh, my God.
Hey, can I hear you?
Yeah, I hear you.
I think it's my answer.
Huh?
You might want to say one word at a time. And pause.
We don't know. That's your phone.
They might be letting you know you ain't paid your bill yet this month, man.
That's a lie. Hey, we just gonna give you some static. We giving you some static tonight. Tomorrow your ass be on.
Boo. So just call in. It's over.
We say, hey, now come on, y'all. Y'all know y'all had them cell phones back in the day. You know, after you made that last call, you heard them call before 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning. Cause after 7 o'clock, that motherfucker was cutting off. Just hold on, man. Don't hang up. All right, y'all. We got to get out of here, man. Oh, go ahead, man. We'll try to hear you.
I just wanted to ask the lady that got hold of me. Has he ever left you a third pack with pack question?
You notice ain't nobody said nothing, dog.
we try to understand what he's saying.
I'm about to tell him, just write it down. Shit. Write it down. We write.
He gotta go to SinCity.com and type it up.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Every time you talk, hey, Drew, every time you talk, this is what we hear.
So stupid.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, man. Let's go.
We're going to give you static. We're going to give you static tonight.
You ain't going to call in tomorrow. This shit going to be off like mud. That's what that static is, man.
Y'all is stupid. All right.
Well,
you notice I said, baby, did you pay the bill?
Right.
Everybody that listens to the show know what I'm talking about.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
Y'all is stupid. All right, man, we got to get out of here. Z, you got any last words for us before we get up out of here?
Man, no, I'm good. Y'all going to be up tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Same bad time, same bad channel.
Yeah, that's what's up. I'm going to catch up with y'all tomorrow.
That's
something.
What's happening. That's what's happening. Liquor Store, you got any last words for us? I'm laughing at Drew Fong.
I'm laughing at Joe Dumbass.
You just do. And we moving on, man. We ain't messing with her.
Lesson learned. You don't want no static. Eat the hungry. And relax.
Right. Janae, you got any last words for us?
Yes, it was a great show. And you should feed the hungry. Help the children. All the
fuck Lil Willie. Fuck Lil Willie. Lil Willie Jr. And Baby Willie. And Teresa, too. Shit.
Put up a Facebook chat. Feed the crackheads.
Hell yeah, I'm going to put that tonight. Right. Fuck Lil Willie, Teresa, and Willie Jr.
You get the best product for you when they fed and healthy.
Yeah, whatever.
They used to come to the house with all types of shit to sell.
Oh, my God. Why you keep bringing all these damn performers and shit? Waffle makers and shit? The microwave, stainless steel refrigerator.
I did get a refrigerator one time, though, for real.
On the dollar.
What'd you say, on the dollar?
What'd you say, Cass? Because Miss Janine fed me, I could have carried this refrigerator all the way 2 blocks on this dollar.
Yeah.
I had the strength.
Oh, my God.
Look, y'all is retarded.
It's great show, though. Great show. I'm glad I caught it.
Yes, good show. Be on tomorrow.
That was y'all. So, and last but not least, we got Drew. Take us out of here, Drew. Drew, like, man, fuck all y'all.
Fuck out of the bar. It's not good.
Oh, my gosh.
Drew said, I'm calling motherfucking Boost Mobile right now as soon as we get off. Well, y'all stupid.
Oh,
all right, Tom, what you got for us,
they man? Can't hear me now. They can't hear me now.
All right, man. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening on the internet. CNCTheRadioShow.com tomorrow night, y'all. Same time.
All right.
That's what. Okay. All right, y'all. Peace.